I can afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Murray Valeriano.
And we are here today with Kyle Dotson, who is fresh off the Nine Inch Nails bandwagon, right? Does that make any sense?
No.
There hasn't been a Nine Inch Nails bandwagon since 94.
What did you... you went to the concert line. That's what I'm trying to say, Murray.
Okay. I like Nine Inch Nails, don't get me wrong.
Yes. You went to the Hollywood Bowl last night. Was that your first time at the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes, it was. Oh, it was the Hollywood Bowl? I thought it was the Irvine...
No, Hollywood Bowl.
No, that was the other night.
Oh, okay.
How was your seat?
It was good. I was in the... I wasn't up in the bleachers, but okay. I wasn't like down the garden boxes. I was on like the benches.
The super seats? Is that what they call them?
It was a bench.
Yeah, but I was like one section over from the super
seat. Okay.
One section over from the super seat. It's a rich man's venue.
It is. It's very expensive. You know what? My mic's a little hot. I'm sorry. I don't mean to
That's okay.
The flow.
I'm not going to edit that out.
Oh, you don't edit anything out?
I rarely do.
Well, how was the show?
Yeah.
Are they still touring on Hesitation Marks?
It's your favorite band.
Yeah, this is like a new, they took a break. They did the Tension Tour 2013.
Oh, okay. Tension.
They did, yeah. This is a new
Which
tour.
Is every tour with Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Because they fight a lot.
It was great.
In the 70s, they fought a lot,
right? I bet they still fight now.
All right.
It was the, it was like the shortest set I think I've ever seen them play. Yeah. It was only like 17 songs, but there was like not a lot of bullshit in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Like what would be bullshit?
Maybe
with those?
Some instrumental shit from The Fragile. It's like, hey, everyone go to the bathroom.
Here's what I imagine. Here's what I imagine Nine Inch Nails is like. They come out and they have a circular saw and they rip through some pipes while someone bangs on the pipes with a hammer.
You're thinking of The Art of Noise.
I don't know. I think they, and then it's just.
It was pretty cool.
By the way, somebody out there will be laughing really loud at that reference.
I know.
Okay.
And then he just runs up to the front and like screams in the mic.
No, they started, there was nothing on stage but a light and like a microphone and a box, and then Reznor came
out. Was it a halogen light, like my first bachelor apartment?
No, it was like a big, I don't know.
What kind of light was it? Industrial, some industrial bullshit.
Yeah. And then
he comes out.
But there was
out.
Nothing on the stage.
Nothing, no drums.
No. And then he comes out and then. The guitarist comes out and the bassist comes out, and then a drummer came out with like electronic drums.
Uh-huh.
And then they put up these four panels behind them. And
okay.
Then so like the whole first thing was like they put their silhouette on the backdrop behind
okay.
them, and whoever was like soloing or whatever, it would like they would be bigger than the rest of the people. And then when they moved those, there were drums back there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Were they playing music?
Nope, just standing there.
Standing there.
They just walked out. And
one guy,
one guy was
juggling, which looked really cool. And
were they good, though? I mean, I like
Nine Inch Nails. It was great. Yeah.
He said it was the best he's ever seen them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you say that just now and I missed it?
No, he said it to me earlier.
Okay.
He texted it to me.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. I love when that happens.
Yeah, it was
And how
great.
Many times have you seen them?
Once.
Three and a half.
Three and a half?
What's the half?
I went to the Troubadour and I couldn't get in, so I stood outside.
Oh, so you could hear it, but you couldn't see it. I got it. And then the phenomenal Soundgarden opened.
How do you feel about Soundgarden, Kyle? How do you feel about Soundgarden?
Generic bullshit.
Oh, Chris Cornell's got pipes of gold.
I didn't say I didn't like him.
Yeah, he sings a good James Bond theme.
But put it this way, Soundgarden needs Chris Cornell. He doesn't need Soundgarden.
Oh, okay. So you're a Chris Cornell fan. You're not a Soundgarden fan.
Right.
Okay.
And yet, when he was solo, I don't think he was that popular. It's something about the name Soundgarden.
Yeah, well,
sells tickets.
If we, I don't know.
What was his solo album? His first solo album.
Had a drought.
It was called the Chris Cornell. No, I don't know what his solo
it was. It was a good. It was a good CD. I was working over at Universal when that came out, so I got it for free. And you know, I like that.
And did what was my other question? Did you buy a T-shirt? Did you get any? What was the merch like?
No, I didn't even really see the merch. It was a lot of, you know, standard concert. Too much stuff on the.
Yeah. There's no good food.
T-shirt for $45.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't buy any food there.
There's no good food at the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, you can't get like a hot dog or something.
But you can bring your own food, which is great.
Yeah.
And
the hipsters in front of me had a whole Whole Foods bag making like guacamole and shit.
I hate them so much.
I don't know. That
had a Nine Inch Nails guy. That's amazing.
I think I was allergic to that veggie chili I just ate because now my throat is all like that. Does it sound weird to you?
No, when you go wow, 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 wow.
When Pilar and I went to see, we rocked out to James Taylor, Carole King show up at the Hollywood Bowl.
That sounds more appealing than Soundgarden.
It absolutely is. And so I had a backpack and I had bottles of wine in there, and you couldn't take wine in.
Right.
And they were checking the backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
So this backpack had like a front pocket and a back pocket. So I had the wine in the back pocket. And I just unzipped the front pocket. And my wife is always afraid that we're going to get in trouble doing anything like that.
I'm like,
the only thing that'll happen is they'll find it and they'll take it. And maybe you'll be, I go, I won't be embarrassed, but maybe you will be for a second.
Right.
She goes, I don't even like that second of embarrassment. So I open the front pouch and I just open it and show it. And the guy doesn't even stick his hand in. He just can see. He's like, okay, go
ahead.
That's
safe. You could have had a gun or something. I know.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. But you can.
They're like, hey, if there's something going down, I'm out here, right by the exit.
I'm out.
You can bring wine, just put it in a different container.
Yeah,
because Mary, my wife, always cooks like this. You know, we get the table, we get wine. It's so much fun. I love it.
And
Euphoria morning.
Yeah, that's it. That's the first one. It's great.
And then once we got past them, she was like, oh my God, that worked.
Give me some wine.
Yay, wine. I know, exactly. That's exactly how it was.
I also got the Coke in.
Yeah, we took that in our noses.
Was Siegel with you?
Oh, fucking Siegel. He's in rehab right now.
Yeah. What nose do you think they put it in?
We're actually going to go, we're going to go see him after the show. The guy's, that little bit of pot that he had a couple weeks ago at the Styx Foreigner show has done him in.
It's what happened with addicts. They just have a little something.
A little something, and they're in it.
Downtown
and,
blowing people.
Yeah. So I got blown last week by Siegel. And I look down. I go, Siegel? And he goes, oh, man, what's up? And then he said, this is a freebie, which was weird.
Right.
And then I took him straight to rehab after I had my happy ending.
I'm going to, real quick plug, I'm going to be headlining a benefit for Mike Siegel and his recovery.
I thought you were serious.
At the Oasis House.
The Oasis. Is that a real place?
It's a $20 donation. I actually think it is a real place.
Yeah, if you go to drdrew.com, there's information for tickets, and Adam Carolla will be there, and everyone's coming out to support Mike.
So it's going to sell out. So
it definitely will. Definitely will.
And if you can't make it, write a donation.
It's called Save Siegel, right?
It's Save Siegel. Yeah. That's right. We have T-shirts printed up, and everyone's wearing them in high school.
We got to get them reprinted. It said save seagulls.
Oh, that's right.
It's a big bird thing. And so we have to, we're going to eat that.
We'll just take those down to, whatever county fair the flock of seagulls are playing, and we'll sell them.
Oh yeah. That's not a bad idea.
I will be editing.
Scalp them.
I will be editing.
That joke, please.
Hey,
but keep your scratchy allergic tofu voice
it's
in
terrible.
There.
Before we get into the topic, I have a new music roundup, but first I want Murray. You have a song to play.
Oh, I do. I'm going to play just, one of the listeners, Scott Adams.
Adams is a great guy.
Yeah. Scott Adams.
Recently married, big Bowie fan.
Dilbert creator.
Hasn't had internet for the past 3 days because of Charter.
Yeah, but he keeps posting on Facebook.
I know. Well, he must do that from his phone.
Mobile.
From his mobile phone.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Mike Adams.
Well, Mike Adams is a dick. So don't play it.
Right. But he clearly has internet.
Yeah,
he has internet. He doesn't have Charter.
Scott Adams heard I was a big U2 fan, and he emailed me on. I know. Maybe I'm allergic to something from
what did we
lemonade.
Just goddamn eat over there?
I don't know. We ate at that restaurant called Lemonade. They're usually really good, but something's slowly killing
us. The food's
us.
Good. They have terrible lemonade, though. Go ahead.
You sip your lemonade. So he sent me, all right, so U2, when they were recording How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, they had a song called Mercy.
Okay.
And it leaked. And it got out to the world, and they ended up pulling it off How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb.
They pulled it off because it leaked, or because?
They just didn't think it fit, or maybe it had something to do with the leak and everything.
Well, maybe those other four songs at the end, they could have pulled one of those off and put this
like
one in.
I like those songs, mister.
I don't disagree or agree with either of them.
The last four songs are on How to Dismantle
an
Atomic Bomb.
EP and just release it itself.
Is Yahweh one of them?
Fuck, yes.
Yeah,
that's
Yahweh.
A horrible song. Damn it.
Jesus. Finally, after how long have you been doing this podcast? He finally wakes up.
I didn't even know he knew this album this well.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
He does.
Where's my How to Dismantle?
Even if you don't like, even if you did, even if you hated those last four songs,
last five songs.
Oh, what are
Man
they?
And a Woman, Crumbs
like
on the Table.
Good song.
No, like it. One Step Closer.
Good song.
Original of the Species, which makes me wish we were extinct, and Yahweh.
And Yahweh,
yeah, Yahweh kind of stinks.
Okay.
Well, I noticed they put their really religious songs at the end.
Fast Cars is good. That was a bonus track.
Anyway, so they did this song, Mercy, and they yanked it off the album, and you can get a live recording off of it.
This better be good or Kyle's going to blow his stack.
From Wide Awake in Europe. They have like a 6-minute. It's great. And, okay. But this is the leaked version.
And this is a studio.
Scott Adams.
Studio.
It's a demo, and Scott Adams sent this to me, and this is Mercy.
All right. It's
fascinating. Sounds like Mumford and Sons.
Sound demo-y.
Yeah, it's definitely demo.
I like it.
I do too.
Kyle's shaking his head too. He's giving the finger to Yahweh.
If you want a really great version of that song, that's all mixed and everything. It's live on Wide Awake in Europe. Other than that, you can't get it anywhere else unless you call Scott Adams when he gets internet back.
I bet you...
We can call him.
Yeah, you can call him. Go ahead.
I just learned... Well, as we tape this, which is probably a month before it goes up, they news breaking that they shut down the Samuel Beckett Bridge in Ireland because they're shooting a new video. So we're going to get some new music from them soon. Another single.
I heard
instead of putting out a stupid album.
I heard that they actually didn't shut it down. U2 just bought the bridge, and then they're going to do whatever they want
and shut it down just to keep everyone.
But for some reason, they didn't pay any taxes when they bought it. So
is that true?
Oh yeah, you didn't hear about that? They moved their main offices to Nice, to France, so they didn't have to pay taxes in Ireland.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, then they're basing their whole. Pissed off Ireland.
I'm sure they give tons of money to Ireland.
It pissed off Ireland. I don't really give a rat's ass, but it pissed off a bunch of people in Ireland.
Well, those leprechauns can just sit back and then...
That was my leprechaun.
He's up.
Too bad.
That was a pretty good leprechaun, huh?
I have a new music roundup. I got
they're taking money while those people are starving for the potato famine.
This is Yahweh.
They are... People are starving to death. There's no potatoes. Mm-hmm. And what do they do? They move their stuff offshore.
It's mean.
Yeah.
Wanted to get a baguette.
Maybe.
We don't say that word in anymore.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
What did you say? I thought you said something different. What did you say?
I said baguette.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I thought you called Murray a name.
Just now I figured out what you're talking about. I'm like, baguette? That doesn't sound anything
Murray,
like
we don't
word.
Say.
I don't
know. Okay, so I have new music roundup. I have three brand new songs from three upcoming albums from, they're basically classic artists. One is a little newer than the others, but not that much
new. New classic?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Prince just announced that he's going to have two new albums dropping.
Awesome.
And this is from one of them. What's the song, the album title, Kyle? Because I can't read it from here.
Artificial Age.
Artificial Age.
Okay.
And this song is called, I really like this song a lot. I don't think you're going to like it, Kyle, but it's called Breakdown.
This is exciting. I haven't heard anything.
Oh, I love this.
Listen to me closely as the story unfolds. Speaking of leprechauns,
you got to listen to it. This could be the saddest story ever been told. I used to want the house with the biggest pool. Reminiscing now, I just feel like a fool. You keep breaking me down, down.
Is this a demo?
No. How about that in your cans?
Wow, that was crazy.
So he does the first two verses falsetto, and then he rips into some Prince vocal. You can fade it down. I like that a lot, though.
That's interesting. That's not anything I would imagine him doing. I'm curious to hear more.
So now Richard Linkletter has been recording him since he was 12, right? That's when they put this together?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's recorded a song every year since he was 12. Okay, now this next one is from John Douchey Mellencamp.
Oh, he's got
that's
stuff
his new
out.
Middle name.
That's his new middle name,
John Douchebag Mellencamp.
And his last two albums were basically music that he didn't want people to enjoy. Like it was as if he just said, "I'm going to make music that I don't even want to listen to.
Sure.
But I'm going to make it."
First, he wanted to make music for America, for the middle right. America, the working class.
Right.
Then he made music for the same amount of people that like Meg Ryan's new face.
So just for him. So what's this album called? Again, I don't have my computer in front of me. What's this album called, Kyle?
It's called Plain Spoken.
Plain Spoken. And this song is called Troubled Man. And I like this song, though. This is okay. So let's hear a little bit of Troubled Man.
Anxiety and sorrow.
T-Bone Burnett produced this.
Underneath my skin. Self-destruction and failure had beat my head in. I laughed out loud once. I won't do that again. Always traveled the hellfire road to chase the sweet smell of sin. I am a troubled man. I am a troubled man.
Sounds good though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's recorded well.
It's not jumping out at me.
Let me tell you something.
And I like that type of music.
If you would have heard his last two albums, you would think this was a masterpiece.
Mm. Instead, I listen to good music.
So by the way, while I'm playing that song, Murray tweets that he's recording, and he loops me and Kyle into the tweet, so all our phones buzz.
Is that what happened?
Is that professional?
Is that what happened?
All right.
I didn't realize that was
now,
what happened. I'm sorry. I turned off my phone.
The next song, let me tell you this.
Yeah, mine did buzz.
Yeah, so did mine. If I would have known it was going to buzz, I would have put it right on my cock.
Oh, wow.
The next song actually is going to take us right into our topic. Murray, tell everyone what the topic is today.
Title tracks.
You came up with the title.
I did.
Murray said, have we ever done title tracks? And I said, no, we never have. So the topic today is title tracks.
Explain to us what a title track is, Kyle.
Go ahead, Kyle.
A title track is when the song title is the same as the album title.
Very good. Look at concise.
Not necessarily the first song.
No,
of the album.
A lot of the ones I found were like the last song of the album.
And a lot of the ones I found sucked.
You sounded like you had a cold there for a second. Like, a lot of the ones that I found not necessarily
that was
the first song.
That was my snooty voice. No, so, none of the ones.
My last new music roundup song is actually I'm playing the title track.
Oh, awesome.
From this album. How do you feel about Lenny Kravitz?
Not a huge fan, but has some really good songs.
He has some great songs, but I saw him open for
on the last tour.
I saw him open for Aerosmith. He came out and barreled through 14 hits. It was amazing. Like every song he played, you're like,
"Who's hits?"
No, he does. He has.
You'd be surprised. It's one of those where you're like, "Oh, right."
Yeah.
He wasn't in front of U2. He wasn't that good, man. And he tried to get.
But he's perfect in front of Aerosmith.
Yeah,
because he likes to wear the scarves and the big
that's true.
60s hippie glasses and
So he did look
really
good though, man.
That guy looks.
Did look good,
Kyle. When you play this, click on that. Just click on that cover. Look at that. That is ridiculous. Look what he looks like.
Oh, yeah, that is some hot chocolate right there.
What'd you say he looks like? What?
Like a Ken doll.
I know, it's crazy.
He kept trying to get everybody to sing Let Love Rule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for like 10 or 15 minutes. And no, he was the opening act. Half the place was empty.
Yeah.
And then my friend Andy Wood, who was with me, he's like, let it go.
Andy Wood's got a rocking body, too.
Have you seen those pecs?
Yeah. He told me that's just as God made him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to. Well, I'm going to think of Andy Wood when I play this song because this is the title track, Strut. Strippers everywhere have a new song to play.
Good call.
I like this, though.
This will be in the trailer for Magic Mike 2.
Probably. What do you think of that, Murray?
I think of it the same way I thought of the John Cougar Mellencamp. Of course.
Right. Okay. I get you.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, exactly. That's exactly a Lenny Kravitz song. And that was exactly a John Cougar Mellencamp song. I don't love them. I don't hate them. But if I I'm not surprised. I'm not.
So the Prince was the bigger surprise.
Yeah. Prince was doing something I haven't heard from him in a while. And I've said this before. I like an artist who will branch out and grow. You know?
I agree with you. And again, I think Lenny and Mellencamp on their previous two albums kind of did that, and now they're like, the people want what they want sometimes.
Yeah, and I don't fault him for that either, you know?
And he and Prince is back on Warner Brothers.
Oh, he is?
Records, yeah.
All right. What do we got to call him this time?
Big Daddy?
Baguette?
What's up, Kyle?
I just watched a thing the other day.
Did you?
About... It was Kevin Smith talking about how in the 90s he was hired to direct a Prince documentary.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't hear that story.
It's like a 20-minute thing. I'll post it once this episode airs. But
why don't we play it now? It's only 20 minutes.
it's crazy.
Oh, I bet.
Why would you ever hire Kevin Smith to direct a Prince documentary?
Well, Prince said he saw Dogma and loved it, and then proceeded.
What if Prince, like, the shit monster that comes out of the toilet? I walked out of Dogma.
I didn't even bother to see it.
He proceeded to, like, berate him about, like, religion.
Oh, God.
And then it just goes from there.
And then it went
downhill. Wait, Prince berated Kevin Smith about religion?
And then Kevin Smith ate him.
Right.
Murray, I'm going to let you go first. I played enough tracks.
Kevin Smith, man, that guy can tell a story. I'm not a fan of his movies. I'm not even necessarily a fan of him.
Right.
But you obviously had to see the Batman when had to write the Batman script or the Superman script.
Superman Lives.
I will watch that thing. No, it's 20 minutes long, and I'll watch it 100 times.
Yeah.
So tell stories and stop making movies.
Yeah, pretty much. Which I thought he was going to do, and then he turned around and made another movie.
Or tell stories about making movies.
Well, I mean, that's what Steven Soderbergh does. He's been retiring for about 12 years
now. Oh, has he really?
Yeah.
All right.
Murray, I'm
what's our
let you
topic?
Start. Title tracks. Or as Murray says, title tracks. Well, title tracks. So play one. Let's hear.
I was taking penicillin to
He texted me.
Open up my throat from that stuff we ate.
He picked this topic, and then I get a text from him a day and a half ago. Boy, title tracks suck.
A lot of them really suck. Not the topic. The topic's great.
Oh, and Murray wanted to say, and I'm just going to say it for him, we shied away from stuff like Born to Run, just obvious ones.
Oh, yeah, Sgt. Pepper, all that stuff.
I think we did shy away from... I mean, I might have a couple on here. I have probably three that are obvious.
Okay, I don't have that many obvious ones. As a matter of fact, I don't think this is an obvious one at all.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is from just another band out of East L.A., it's a band called Los Lobos off their album Good Morning Aslan. This is Good Morning Aslan.
Red rooster crows a little Mexican tune on the chain link fence by the gate. Somebody's dad is out there honking on the horn. Hurry up, we're gonna make him late. I gotta say one, two, three more things before I go on. You can't run, try to.
Now that's they call that Tejano music, right?
Are they part of the Tejanos?
I don't know. That, I would listen to that over the John Mellencamp any day.
It's like every time I hear Los Lobos, I'm like, wow, this band is great.
Yeah, they do.
You
sound
know,
really
and
good.
They're not. And I have a bunch of their stuff, but I don't purposely put them on. But every time they come up on the shuffle, I'm like, damn, these guys are good.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Yeah, they're a really good band, and that's out of 2001 or something like that. Good morning,
fantastic.
And I've said it's Aztlan, and this white guy from Jersey can't pronounce it.
Yeah,
Aslan or Aslan.
AZT. Now that's that drug that you take when you have HIV.
That's what Siegel's taking right now.
Oh, he's in
rehab.
God,
he's not doing well. He is not doing well. Can we just take a moment?
When he gave me that free happy circle. Ending, I might have given him the HIV.
We just want to let you guys know that if you call in and pledge so much, you get this on CD.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's actually a donation button at rocksolidpodcast.com. If you click on there, most of that money will go to help Siegel. Some of it will go in my pocket.
None of it go to the co-hosts.
So I wish Siegel. I'm giving your cut to Siegel to help him.
Oh, okay. What about the cuts from last year?
I would love it if there was enough donation money to spread around. If you want $6, I'll give it to you.
I could have used it at Lemonade today. I'm like, I guess I'll go for my wallet now, Pat, to pay for my dinner that we're having together.
Absolutely.
And you're like, oh my God, this is from...
Guarantee you.
This is from P.F. Francis. Is giving me so much money and
using money I took from my wife's wallet. How dare you? This is a band who, for as many albums as they have, I'm talking about the Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of title tracks.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't.
Murray's trying to swallow.
That
water.
Was an I know, not a. Oh, that was yes, an I know. Sorry, I had a mouthful.
Sounds like
of
you
water.
Were disagreeing with me.
No, I meant I know.
So, but I chose one that's this is an
now
album.
I'm trying to think.
This okay, is an go. Album that flies way under the radar as far as Rolling Stone albums go, and I think it's great. It's one of the Mick Taylor albums, and just crank this baby up, Kyle. I'm not even going to say what it is.
What's off that album?
It's Only Rock and Roll. What else is on that album?
No, what's off that album? What was the name of that album?
It's Only Rock and Roll.
What's the name of that song?
It's Only Rock and Roll, but I Like It.
Hmm. I throw a flag on the play.
Because of a parenthetical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe the...
What's the album called, Kyle?
The record label wouldn't let them put the parenthetical on.
No, it's too much.
What's the album called?
It's Only Rock and Roll.
What's the song called?
It's Only Rock and Roll, but I Like It.
Well, I'm sorry. Why missed that last part?
I don't like it. No, I'm just saying I like it.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah.
I like it too. It's good.
Yeah, but I like it.
Okay.
Parenthetical.
Go ahead, dude. This is one of my favorite albums of the aughts.
Okay. I was just thinking about that yesterday. You can say, you know, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and then the 2000s when it gets to radio... It kind of fucks it up. Like, you can't say...
The 2000s.
Well, radio won't be around that much.
Oh, that's true.
You can say the 2000s, or the aughts is what everybody was calling it.
And then what do you call it now? The tens?
The teens?
The tens?
The teens?
Tenses?
I don't know.
I think it's just the tens.
22.
Then it'll be the 20s.
It's terrible. Go ahead.
Anyway, this is really one of my favorite albums of that era. It was my first concert my wife and I went to see together.
Mm, okay.
Mm, this is...
Guar.
This is the Flaming Lips off of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. This is Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots.
Oh, my God.
Parentheticals, part one.
Oh! Nature robots. They're programmed to destroy us. So she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that it'd be tragic if those evil robots win. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshimi, they don't believe me.
You ever listen to this album?
No, I never
it's
have.
It's great. I love it.
I don't mind that album. Did you get laid after that date?
Oh, yeah, man. It was like a month into a relationship. I was still lying and still having sex. It was great.
What do you mean you were lying?
Lying to impress her, man. Who had that great line, dating?
What kind of a lie were you telling her?
You know, like, been to Germany.
Why does that come up?
What?
I'm the opposite way. I'm like, oh, I've never done that before.
Man, who wasn't getting laid?
You didn't make up things that you...
Never did, no. I build robots.
Well, of course you're not going to get laid with that lie.
I build robots.
I don't know if I got laid after the show. I would imagine. We were still dating. It was like a month in, so...
Kyle, my next song, what year is it from? 96? Scroll over.
96.
Okay, this is from this album was not commercially successful for this band. It was their first album with Vivian Campbell.
Oh.
And it's the only album that doesn't have the... he's still with Def Leppard.
No, how's he doing? He had cancer.
I think it's in remission again.
Okay, good. I don't mean to interrupt, sorry.
But we just saw him open for Kisses. He didn't have any hair because he's going through treatments mm-hmm. when he was on the road. But this is the title track from the album Slang. It's a great album. Doesn't have the Def Leppard logo on it, so people are like, is that a Def Leppard album? I need to be spoon-fed a logo.
why don't they have the logo on it?
Because they just have it like a different. They don't have that iconic logo.
Because they wanted it to look like an Asia album.
It's kind of an.
Oh,
Indian.
I don't want to listen to that.
It's so funny. The album that came after this is called Euphoria.
Uh-huh.
Get it? Pyromania, Hysteria, Euphoria.
Yeah.
All it is, it's just the logo of the album and then Euphoria under it over like purple background. But this is the title track from Slang, and I love this album. Tink as a acid, something new in a low down acid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got a love with those eyes. I wanna get down, honey. Ain't your guy. That's all we need. It's a great album.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a listen. I've jumped on the Def Leppard train like recently.
I'll give it to you. I just bought the deluxe edition, so I'll give you my single disc.
Like I started again. Like I loved early Def Leppard, and then mm-hmm. I hated it in the 80s, yeah. that era. But now I really like the 80s era type stuff.
Yeah, this is a good album.
Okay, and I used to shoot pool with Vivian Campbell.
Really?
Yeah, his buddy owned a coffee shop around the corner from my house, and I'd go down and we'd play pool.
What's that Irish bar on Fairfax?
Molly Malone's?
Look at that. Look who's calling me.
Who's that, your dad?
My grandma. This is Kyle's grandmother. Let's plug her in.
Yeah.
Her name's Joe?
Hello? Yeah, hold on a second. Let's see if this will work. Are you there? Can you talk?
Hello?
Hello? Mom?
Did you hang up on her?
Let me call her back. I missed my mom's birthday this week.
Oh, you did?
Totally missed it. Let's see if this will work. You think this is going to work?
It should.
Let's see. Oh, okay.
Oh, it is working. Okay.
Okay, let's see. Listen, we're not going to tell her we're recording.
Hello.
Hey, did you call?
When?
Just a second ago.
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
Good. You know, our phone is not working.
I can tell. You didn't even know that you called me.
No. This is Dad's cell phone.
I know. It's
did
the cell.
Did you call us?
Well, yeah, I just called you back because you hung up on me.
No. The first time did you call?
When was that? Earlier in the day?
I guess. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Called Dad's cell phone.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I missed your birthday, Mom.
I know. How'd you do that?
I totally forgot about it. I don't really care about you.
Huh?
I don't care about you, so I just forgot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you did that.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Well, we went out with the Kirshes in the Heights to the Longhorn.
Oh, that's a hell of a good time.
Yeah, we had a nice time, and then
did you drink
Sunday,
anything? Did you do any drinking?
No.
Why not?
Sunday, everybody was here, and we had taken ice cream.
And did you turn 82?
No.
How old are you?
77.
77. Double sevens. That's lucky. You should go to the casino.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I sent you. Go ahead. Go. You talk.
Dad will send Lars' card tomorrow.
Okay.
I just did it.
All right. You're not going to forget her birthday on purpose because I forgot yours?
No, I'm not like that.
No, you're not. You're a Christian. Okay, look, we're in the middle of recording my podcast.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Where are? Huh?
I'm here with Kyle and I'm here with my friend Murray. Friend's a strong word.
Lover.
Oh, are you at your podcast place?
Yes, we're at the podcast place.
Oh, okay. And Kyle's with you?
Yeah. Go ahead. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Can you hear him?
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
So, well, how far does Kyle live from there?
How far do you live from here, Kyle?
I don't know, like...
20?
No, like eight miles, probably.
You don't live 8 miles from here.
11? I don't know.
No, I live 11 miles from here.
I don't know.
How many?
It's not 20.
It's about...
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
It's about 15. How many miles are you from here, Murray?
I don't know. But I just want to tell your mom that her birthday present is in the mail.
Yeah, your birthday present from Murray is in the mail.
Okay.
All right. We love you, Mom. We'll talk. Go ahead.
All right. I'll let you do your podcast.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. I hope they fix our phone by tomorrow.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Maybe once it's fixed, we'll have better conversation.
Right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you, Kyle.
All right. Love you. See bye.
What about Murray?
Hey.
Yeah, I love Murray, too.
Oh, you are a sweetheart.
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
What a sweetheart. She sounds awesome.
Well, that had nothing to do with music, folks, but that's my mom.
Guess we'll be doing some editing after all.
She usually calls this a broadcast.
She sounds like a sweetheart. She's 77?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I forgot her birthday. I totally forgot it. Kyle texts me, yeah, I tried to call Nana for her birthday. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You call her Nana?
Yeah, we call her. She's Nana Lucy.
Okay. And what's Grandpa?
Oh, he's it's a weird
Pap.
Pap.
Okay.
Pap.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because...
Pap Joe...
My parents to my kid are Nana and Papa, and then Mary's dad is Papu, which is Greek for grandfather.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, let's hope our listeners come back now.
It sounds like it sounds like Papu is a character on Seinfeld.
I was going to say like the Jungle Book.
Papu. All right. I'm just trying to put my phone case
right,
back
so
on.
So where did we leave off?
I played Slang.
You played Slang? All right.
It's Murray's turn.
And then my mother called.
Pat, time for dinner.
Oh, when I was helping you load up your music, you took an album off my laptop. And you're like, oh, I'm surprised you don't have more music on my laptop. And my laptop is not my primary music base.
You have a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, it's my laptop is my freelance, so I take it to different shows, different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And what's great about that is I usually...
We get it, Murray. You work in television. We understand. If you want to get that out there, just post it on your blog.
So when I'm driving on to Universal, normally, I try to befriend the music supervisor.
Okay.
And I usually do, and they usually give me some great stuff. And this last guy gave me...
So again, not buying music, just getting it for free.
No, it's a promo situation. And then if I like it, I put it on a television show, and they make a lot more money than the $7 they'd make on iTunes.
Okay.
All right, so suck it.
So let's hear what you...
Anyway, so I got the whole collection of this band, the Dum Dum Girls.
Title tracks!
And this is off their EP, He Gets Me High.
What's the song called? And what's the EP?
Can't believe I drove 17 miles to get here.
I don't think he only lives 6 miles from here.
I have no quantitative estimation.
This sounds good. It's better than Madonna's. I don't like them.
Yeah, they're much better than Madonna's.
Madonna's aren't even hot. Are these girls hot?
Lead singers. Yeah. You got their name from that old Iggy Pop song, Dum Dum Boys.
I like it.
Yeah. They have
one, two, three, four.
Four.
Is it a competition? Six? I just want
four. I have four out. Two EPs and two albums.
I thought he was going to say I have four tracks left. They look good. Is that them? The Dum Dum Girls?
Yeah.
They're out of New York.
They're dyeing their hair a little dark.
Mm-hmm. I like them a lot.
There's a girl with blonde hair.
That's what I like about doing the show is, you know, I have all this music on this.
Is that the singer?
Yeah.
Which one's the singer?
The hot one.
Yeah, she is cute.
I have all this music on my laptop that I won't get to.
Right.
But then I start looking, and I'm like, okay, great. And so then I start getting into these bands that I have not had a chance to listen to.
You gotta introduce those bands.
I love it.
I'm gonna play, Def Leppard.
But I highly recommend the Dum Dum Girls. They've been around a while. I don't know why I'm recommending them now.
Well, because people
I highly recommend
about,
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
People might not know about them. For example, there's a band called Zeppelin.
Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin.
I know them.
Them Zeppelin.
Oh, I call them Zepp.
I call them Dirigible.
I love. Next month, I'm going to go crazy because it's September.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to just listen to so much Zeppelin.
Hey, what are you
September.
Guys doing for Rocktober?
Oh, Rocktober. I don't know what we're going to do yet, man.
I'm just holding out for New Wavember.
I call it Oztober, and I play all Ozzy.
Really? Oztober. Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Let's play.
With a big Bavarian pretzel.
Let's play some Clash, Kyle. To do it.
London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us.
I like that because they say
Funny
the song
Beatlemania.
They say the song title and the album title a lot within 15 seconds.
That's a good song. I tend to turn that song off when it comes on the radio because I've heard it 1,000 times. Yeah. But then when you sit and listen to it, it's a good song.
Yeah. Well, I'm new to The Clash as of about a year ago. So
that's right.
I know there are hits. I do not like that combat rock album, though.
It's not that good.
That fucking blows.
It's not that good.
I mean, it's got Should I Stay or Should I Go, which is great. It's got Rock the Casbah, and then it might have another song. And then the rest of it is just, it's all over the place as far as... What do I want to say? There's no cohesive thread.
No thread, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I love London Calling, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your turn.
All right.
You're up.
This one needs no introduction.
It's a title track.
This is maybe my favorite NXS song.
What?
Yes.
Is it Shabu Shaba?
Yes. No. This is the after Shabu Shaba. This is Listen Like Thieves.
Oh, this is a great song. I know we've played this before on the
show.
To the end of town.
You didn't play it on Crime Spree.
We should have. Then it would have stopped you from playing it this week.
Okay, we could talk to your mom more then.
We should. I'm playing old people music. God, I wish he wouldn't have killed himself. These guys would be doing so good. They'd be on tour with Duran Duran.
Yeah, they'd be good. You know, when he died, they did a big honorary concert, I guess you call it.
Why are you holding the microphone?
Because I'm getting comfortable.
It looks so uncomfortable to me.
This is fine. I'm fine. I cramp.
You look like a guy who's going to start to pontificate about something.
When Michael Hutchins died... They did an honorary concert down in Australia.
Where were you when you heard he died?
I don't remember.
I was hanging from the back of a door. Jerking off.
Were you saying, let me loosen the belt?
I had to loosen my belt after Thanksgiving dinner, buddy.
What did I... Oh.
I don't know. I was trying to get you off track so we could move on.
No, this is a good story. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Story.
Tell it like Kevin Smith.
Hold on, let me put on my jersey of a sport I've obviously never played.
Talk about
played.
A guy who's down and losing his pants.
So they did the honorary concert, and Michael Hutchins and Bono were really good friends.
Yeah.
And Bono's like, oh, I would be honored if you'd let me front this. And they're like, nah, we're going to go with Terrence Trent D'Arby.
That's a terrible choice. Saw them with the J.D. Fortune, who won the Rockstar NXS.
Right.
He was really good.
Was he good?
It was a good show.
But that man, Michael Hutchins, was a front man. That guy was good.
I mean, that guy oozes like sex. You know, like chicks want to do him and guys want to do him. Wait a minute. Is that the same?
I think so. Yeah, that's right.
The Eagles are a band that no one likes.
It never gets played on here or talked about.
But I'm not going to play Hotel California.
No, that's a title track.
I know. I'm not going to play The Long Run.
Well, that's a title track.
I know. I'm going to play... a song that I love. It's got a cool bass thing going, and it is called One of These Nights.
Off what album?
One of These Nights. It's got a good Don Henley vocal too.
One of these nights.
And he'll tell you about it.
Oh, he will. One of these crazy old. He'll tell you it's the best vocal of all time. We're gonna find
Don Henley with some malcontent.
That line when I was a kid and heard, I'm going to find out, pretty mama, what turns on your lights. I was like, I think that's dirty. It's Randy Meisner on bass, people. You got desires, but I got a few of my own. He said the title immediately, so we're cool. Yeah. That's a great song, though. Come on.
Yeah, you know what, man? And I have that documentary on TiVo, and when I get home after the club at night or whatever, I'll just throw it on and watch it.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
I'll watch it. My wife came in the other day, and she, like, for like maybe 30 seconds, she goes, they're so full of themselves.
I know. Isn't it great?
And she hates the Eagles, and this just makes her hate them even more.
And they sat down during the final editing of that and went, awesome.
We look good.
We look great. We look good. We could have looked like dicks, but we don't.
No. They're too busy looking at themselves.
I know. It's ridiculous.
They fast forward through everything until they're on the screen.
Yeah, we need Henley's, oldest Henley's interviews so we can send them to him so he can update them.
Well, he would like them pressed on DVDs that he can give out to his family for Christmas presents. You're up, Murray.
This is, where am I? What did I just play? Oh, Listen Like Thieves. All right, I'm going to tell you this right now, man. If anybody wants to get the mellow, they can turn around and get the fuck out of here right now.
Okay. All right.
So everybody turn around and get the fuck out of here because it's going to be really mellow. This is off the Avett Brothers.
You're not playing Cat Scratch Fever for Cat Scratch Fever?
Nope. I'm getting mellow, buddy. I'm getting mellow.
You can't quote Ted Nugent and then not play Ted Nugent.
No, I just did.
I love my barbecue. That's what Americans do.
Oh. I don't know if I'm more insulted as a music listener to listening to the shit that music is or the shit he says in it. Like, I don't know what's more offensive. It's that thing is a shit pile from top to bottom.
You don't like barbecues? I mean, it's what the Polacks do.
Oh, really?
It's what the Germans do.
It's what the Germans do, too.
That is the line where I was just like, if I would have been in the car, I would have slammed on the brakes and there would have been a pile up on the highway.
Oh, man.
I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Awful, awful. Anyway, this is a good song.
Okay.
This is
the Avnet Brothers.
Avett.
How do you say it?
A-V-E-T-T-E.
No, there's no E on the end.
Oh, there's no E on the end?
Nope.
How do you say it, Kyle?
Avett Brothers.
This is off 2009's I and the Love and You.
Wait, before you play it.
Yes.
Are there brothers with the last name Avett?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Seth and...
That woman, she's got eyes that shine like a pair of stolen polished dimes.
What's the song called?
I and Love and You.
She asked to dance, I said it's fine. I'll see you in the morning time. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me. Are you aware the shape I'm in? My hands, they shake, my head, it spins. Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in.
They're a good little country band, country rock band.
Did they
modern
say the
folk
title? Of
no, they don't say it till the last, till the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about playing it to the end, but that was more the hook.
That might have been a bad choice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was good. Did we play any chicks tonight besides my mom? I know my mom came in and belted it out like Mama Cass.
What was her title track?
Her title track was
How Far Do You Live From
Is
that?
Your phone working?
No matter where I say I'm going, they'll be like, how far is that?
And then
really?
And then the next question will be, do you have to take the freeway?
every time?
Yeah.
I love it.
I just say we take the freeway everywhere. We have to take the freeway.
I love it.
If we want to get anywhere on time.
Didn't you ask me like what are the two main roads in town? They said it and then you were like, okay, imagine if you didn't have those roads, how would you get there? Like, well you couldn't get to the mall.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like I said, yeah, if what are the two main roads that you can take to get to the mall? And my mom's like, Route 76 or whatever the other one was. And I said, okay, imagine going to the mall and you can't use either one of those roads. Oh, well that would take forever. I'm like, that's what it would be like for us to not take the highway. No, I don't get it.
Hey, you can have it.
This is a couple of sisters, Ann and Nancy. Love them. This is Heart.
And this song's named after Murray, right?
Yeah, this song's named after Murray. This song's called Little Queen.
I don't understand.
Oh, this rocks. Listen to this.
And you're slipping away with your gypsy band. And you're in a winning hand. We were spinning in the land, thinking how you move his mind and feeling like he held you with his hand. And you had on the present today, little queen, making your passion play, little queen.
I saw a Queen tribute band made up of midgets, and they were called Little Queen. Suzanne Dillingham, my concert wife.
I love Suzanne. I've known her forever.
Yeah, she's got to get on board with Heart. She doesn't like Heart. It seems like they're right up her alley.
Suzanne and I agree on a lot.
You don't like Heart?
I'm not a big Heart fan. I actually like their 80s stuff.
Look at that. Look
what is that, a little heart you're making?
Yeah, I'm giving it.
And oh, here, I and love here's them
what happens.
Now.
Here's what happens. That's what I think of you.
Oh,
he's broke it.
Just broke his heart.
Ow.
Europe.
I like their 80s stuff.
That was from the 70s. Oh, you like the All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You and Alone and...
Uh-huh. And the big hair and the what rated about love? Stevie Nicks' wardrobe.
What about love?
Yeah, I like that
don't
stuff.
Don't you want someone to care about you?
I don't like girls who pretend
what
to
what about love?
That's a guy's game.
It is weird when I see a girl air guitar.
I've never seen a girl air
when
guitar.
I see a girl air guitar, I run over and I knock it right out of their hands.
Really? You just unplug it?
You drop that air guitar.
You just give me that and you just detune it.
This is how
it.
Girls air guitar. They do it like that.
I wish you could have seen that.
I know. It's crazy.
It's like your hand is shaking a tambourine.
I know.
Instead of strumming.
Yeah.
Which is what they should be playing, am I right?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're only making 70 cents on the dollar.
They should be back in the green room.
Barefoot and pregnant.
putting the craft service together for the band. What's up?
I do like a chick bass player, though, man.
Oh, don't
nothing
you
sexier.
It.
Nothing sexier.
Who's your favorite chick bass player?
Whoever was... what's her name? Whoever was playing...
Smashing Pumpkins, that girl?
No, Darcy? No, she was playing...
Darcy?
For Tears for Fears on their Elemental tour.
Oh, Darcy.
That was her name.
I know.
What is that?
I just like how you say it like you know her.
Yeah, Darcy, I used to shoot pool with her.
Yeah, we used to shoot pool with her.
Darcy, everybody, if anybody knows.
I was in a fantasy football league with the members of Def Leppard.
Ask me who the guitar player is.
For who?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Who's the guitar player for Smashing Pumpkins?
I don't know. Stands next to my friend Darcy.
Is it James Eha?
James Eha, yeah. Now he fired everybody, right? And
I call him James Ahi, like Ahi Tuna. Because I think that guy likes sushi. So terrible.
Pat, you're an idiot.
I know. You're at the place.
I love every minute of it.
Kyle and I are going to see Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
In 3D, we're going to see it.
Because
we want to give ourselves a headache.
Where at in 3D? Around here?
I don't want you coming.
I'm not going
no,
to see
out
that.
It's out.
Nine other guys without dates dressed in black.
The AMC 16 at Woodland Hills.
Oh, okay. I'm not driving up to Woodland Hills for that.
No.
How far is that for you?
Well, if you take 76. Can't you take the freeway?
Well, no.
Oh, it's going to take a long time to get there.
Well, it always takes a long time because it's 14 miles away.
Do the rest of the show as a whisper.
Whisper.
Go ahead.
Why not? Everybody else is
so it's my turn. Is it my turn?
No, didn't you
no,
just
it's
play?
Shh,
I wanted to catch him and say, oh, I think it is.
No, I'm ready to go, man. I never, ever thought I would play this band on this show. I don't like this band. I think they are pulling a humongous practical joke on hipsters.
This is Scott Aukerman. This is Scott Aukerman's favorite band.
Is it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Okay. But this album, I love. And I tweeted at their lead singer once.
Who, Darcy?
Darcy, my friend. I tweeted, at Tom York, I was just listening to this great album called The Bends. You should check it out.
You know who Tom York looks like?
Who?
Did you ever see that Saturday Night Live sketch with Harry Shearer and Martin Short when they are Olympic swimmers? And they're going
to
synchronize swimming?
Yeah.
Tom York looks exactly like the character Martin Short
funny.
Is playing. And then Martin Short says... something like, we have a tough road ahead because I'm not a very good swimmer.
I'm not that strong a swimmer.
I'm not that strong a swimmer. Kyle, I hope you can find it because...
Yeah, you know.
I haven't seen it in a long time, let's say.
You have to remember to post that. Look at it right there. Looks like Tom York. All right, go ahead, play.
This is a great album. I can't stand anything else they've done. This is The Bends with The Bends.
Okay. Radiohead with the Bends.
Radiohead with the Bends.
It came up for air too fast.
Funny, Martin Short got the Bends when he was practicing.
Same joke I just made.
But you just said they came up for air too fast. You didn't say Martin Short did. You're not telegraphing your jokes. This is a good song.
It's a great album, man. And then...
which album is this from?
I was wondering how many times we're going to make that joke tonight.
You were going to answer me, though.
I was like... It's a... Listen, High and Dry is on there. Ooh, Fake Plastic
Dry.
Trees. It's great. It's a great album. I don't dig...
What year is this from, Kyle?
95.
Sorry, Kyle.
95.
Yeah, the year before Slang came out.
Yeah. All things around Slang. But I saw, I went to see at the Hollywood Bowl. I went to see Radiohead. My friend had an extra ticket. I went to see. I'm like, okay, I'll go see him.
And how was the show?
The show was great. He never faced the audience.
That's stupid.
His piano was faced like diagonally backwards. Didn't play a song off the Bends. Not at all. Next night, they played practically the whole album.
Well, at least they're for people
they're
that come
up for the fans.
Yeah, for people that come to multiple shows, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I imagine their fans are pretty diehard.
I imagine. I know Hardwick's like diehard Radiohead fan.
Well, he hosts that after show.
Yeah. He plays after
the Bends.
After the Bends.
He actually could squint one eye and he'd kind of look like Tom York.
He would look like Tom York, wouldn't he?
If he got a grapefruit squirt in his eye.
If you could Google Chris Hardwick grapefruit squirt. What if it comes up?
Eye.
Anything comes up. I'm going to play another.
Anyway, I highly recommend Radiohead, the Bends.
Fabulous. I'm going to play. This is from their 2003.
Evening Radiohead. That would be after Radiohead.
This is 2003 for this band.
Yep.
This is Fleetwood Mac from the album Say You Will. This was the album they recorded after Christine McVie left. So it was all.
She's back.
She's back. And I hope they do one more album and then get the fuck off the planet. But this is Stevie Nicks is singing this one, the title track, Say You Will, and it's a very deep Stevie voice. Something in
you brought out something in she had that tofu.
I think she did. I guess it's not deep.
It's not her regular voice, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's nasally. Yeah.
No, she's always nasally.
Fever dance. I'm gonna sing it with her. Here we are. Say you will, give me one more chance. That sounded pretty good there. What happened, Mary? Did you spill water on your computer?
He forgot he couldn't record tonight.
That was Say You Will.
I just got word. Stevie Nicks will be speaking at the Mike Siegel benefit.
Oh, fantastic.
On the 15th.
They're all my children.
Yeah. Everyone here that has HIV and is a drug addict, they're all my children. You like the songs
Mike,
I write?
Mike has HIV now?
I think when he gave me that freebie, I think I might have given it to him. What is HIV?
I'm not a doctor.
Wait, maybe I don't know what it is.
Was it an actual card?
No, I think he just got hives.
Hives is what I'm thinking.
Oh,
another great band. The HIVs. I'm sorry. For the listeners, this is all over the place.
Yeah,
and I blame Murray.
I blame myself, too. What's going on? What's the topic?
You know, Dirty iPod has not shown up in a while.
Dirty iPod? I've never met Dirty iPod.
No, he'll be here next time for sure because I know he's got some things to say about you.
Oh, really?
I think he does.
All right.
I don't know for sure. But
I don't know why I would deserve
Remind
anything.
Me the next time we're recording with Murray that Dirty iPod needs to show up.
I don't know why that's...
He lives in my sock drawer. That's where he is right now. Yep.
1985.
What's he do to those socks?
Number one album in the UK. This is Hounds of Love. Kate Bush.
In the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid of what might be. Hiding in the dark, hiding in the street, and a world was full of enemies.
Kate Bush fan at all?
I respect that.
Mm-hmm. I voted for Al Gore.
Is Bush trying to get his daughter now to run? Kate? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, Kate Bush is running for...
Is it Kate W?
Kate W.
For Wuthering Heights?
Andrew W.K.
I'm going to skip my next one because we're...
What party is Andrew W.K. in? The party
party?
The
party party.
The party party.
Kat fucking loves the party.
The party party.
When I first saw him the first time, it was on Saturday Night Live, and I thought it was...
You thought it was a joke?
Fucking joke. That was a fucking joke.
Like the Blues band, Brothers were coming out?
I thought the Blues Brothers were real, and Andrew W.K. right? was a joke.
What's that song he did that they put on the Jackass?
About the party.
What is it?
About partying?
Yeah, it's about partying. It's the one for Jackass. It's great. Oh, We Want a Party, I think it's called.
Oh, that guy loves the party.
Yeah, he does love the
it's
party.
It's time to party?
It's party time? Something. We're going to party or something like that. You can Google it. It's a good tune. He's a wacko.
Like a party like it's 1949?
Oh, it's called We Want Fun.
We Want Fun.
We Want Fun.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't like that one. No, we want a party in it. It should say We Want a Fun Party.
We Want a Fun Party.
Yeah. Is his website www.andrewwk.party? does he own .party?
I don't know.
All right. I'm gonna skip my next song because we're getting close to on time, and this is an obvious one, but I don't play a lot of. Murray just showed me a news report, and apparently a surfer has passed.
We got a huge swell coming in right now.
This could be your last show.
This could be my last show.
Yeah. We talked about it earlier.
Speaking of huge swells, that's what Siegel has right now.
He's a huge swell?
Yeah. It's all swollen.
When I see Siegel, I get a huge swell in my pants because that guy's good looking.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
We're just talking about serving. Okay, I'm going to skip it. My next one was going to be Bob Seger's Night Moves because I don't play a lot of Bob Seger.
No, not at all. Or explain how his concerts go.
But I don't play a lot of his music, and he does have good music. So I'm going to skip to Eddie Mahoney. Oh, I'm sorry. He changed his name to Eddie Money.
And that guy used to be a cop.
Oh, he used to be undercover.
Oh, was he undercover guy?
I don't know if he was undercover.
He was a street guy.
He got blue flu and never went back.
Is that what happened?
Yep. But he figures I'll drop a couple letters from my name. I'll be Eddie Money. He's shaking with the money, man.
He didn't want anybody to know he's Irish.
Trying to get him in here. He was going to be here. And then.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He called and canceled as I was driving here.
Oh, he pulled a Mark Maron on you?
Yeah.
So Mark said he got to me. Yeah.
They both, it's Money and Maron.
Money and Maron.
Mark was going to look for a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie was going to look for the other two letters in his last name. So this is the title track from my favorite Eddie Money album. This is No Control.
Well, it took me to the hospital in a small wooden gold. My blood was running much too high. My heart was much too slow.
It's the same thing that's happening to Siegel right now. Siegel, he's got no control of his party.
Yeah, man.
When he OD'd, he was with Andrew W.K.
Oh, were they partying?
Oh, my God. They're party, party.
All he wanted to do is party.
Party, 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 party.
It's a good song, though.
Party, party, party.
Andrew W.K. will tweet things like party tips. They'll be like, party tip. And it's like, if you don't like to party, fuck you.
Well, you know what? You find your one thing. Hey,
everybody
you stick
needs a
with
hook.
It.
Everybody needs
you,
a hook.
You stick with it.
Pat has his mother.
Yep. I have my mom.
Kyle's got the facial hair.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody
Murray's
needs a hook.
Got this swell.
Yes, I do.
You're up, buddy. I just played Eddie Mahoney.
All right. I'm going to play a song. Off the album Us.
By Peter Gabriel. Is it called Us?
No.
Well, that doesn't...
It's called Secret World.
No.
Live.
No.
Off the album Secret World Live.
Mm.
There's a song called Secret World Live?
Mm-hmm.
Secret World...
Parentheses.
Live.
But the album's called Secret World, parentheses, Live.
But this song is originally off Us.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go into your iTunes and just... change the titles of things to suit your needs. Is he going to say Secret World in this song?
No, it's Biko.
Oh, Biko. Play it. I don't know what's going to happen here. Oh, look at that cover. The Bat Phone from the 1960s Batman TV series.
It's probably my favorite live album.
I think you played stuff up here before.
Who did?
I have. Oh, I might have played on Hall of Fame. All that
down by the railway side, a secret world we were colliding.
Okay, said it.
In all the places we were hiding.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
How's the studio version that's on us?
It's really good. It's really good. I really like that live album. It's called Secret World Live. Obviously, I think it was 94.
How's the Us album?
The Us album's great. That's the album he was touring on that they recorded that live
How
album.
How was the Us festival?
It's funny you mentioned that. I was just talking about that earlier on radio today.
Really?
Because somebody was telling a story about Steve Wozniak.
It's so weird. We clunked up two shows today, this show and then the radio show you were
on. Oh, yeah. Just dropping stinkers all over this town, man.
This is my next song is an obvious choice. Just play it. Louder.
Yep, couldn't be more obvious.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Still a good song.
It is a great
song. Love me some AC/DC. They're very, very good.
Back in Black, I hit the sack.
I don't want to be back. Is that right?
Yeah, it's glad to know. Had to be back.
If they don't get, if Siegel doesn't get better, man, he is going to be hitting the sack, which is what I call taking a dirt nap.
He's going to die?
Yeah, if he doesn't get well, if he doesn't get off
from the
junk.
From the hives?
If he doesn't get off the junk, man.
All right.
He thought if he took cocaine, his hives would go away.
I think we should all just take a moment to pray for him because this show isn't going slow enough. Let's have a moment of prayer.
Siegel didn't even know he was on the show today.
I know. He's on. You know, as long as he's a drug addict, male prostitute, I don't mind if you call me a music stealer.
Travel Tales podcast.
It's been too long. I'm glad to be back. That's what they say.
All right. I don't want to get letters from our listeners.
It's funny that album came out a year after their other lead singer died, and they go, it's been too long. It's glad to be back. Your lead singer died a month ago, and now you're back with a new.
How
guy.
About that for a story, though, man?
I know.
Great band lose their lead singer, mm-hmm. get a new lead singer, have even more success.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen very often.
And that's unlike a Van Halen, it replaces lead singers. Everyone, I think all AC/DC fans are fine with.
Brian Johnson.
Yeah,
because, definitely.
Because
they don't care about their music taste. That's why they like AC/DC.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
No ballads, buddy.
One of the best songs ever. Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
About to rock.
All right, so now I'm really going to fuck with the topic here.
Why would you do that?
Because why not?
What is the topic?
Tunnel tracks. Roger Waters presented two album concepts to Pink Floyd.
Already too much setup.
One was the wall and one was
the baseboard.
No. The pros and cons of hitchhiking.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to record one of these with you guys. I'm going to record one of these as a solo album. And the band's like, we'll do the wall.
Right.
And so he recorded the pros and cons of hitchhiking in 1984.
It's got the girl hitchhiking on the cover that's naked.
Yes.
Although sometimes there's a black bar over her caboose.
Or there was an orange triangle when it first came out.
And her caboose, by her caboose, mm-hmm. I mean.
Murray has the censored version.
Yeah, well, he has a child at home. Yeah. He doesn't want Frank seeing that nice hot ass.
This is the pros and cons of hitchhiking.
Let's hear it. Breaks and makes of you and Mandel's back to take a second look at you. He's not playing this live across the country.
That's a short list. Pro, you get somewhere. Con, murder.
Yeah. It's actually 5:01 a.m. parentheses, the pros and cons of hitchhiking. Wow. Part 10.
For a guy that was all up in arms about some parentheticals on my first choice, yeah. You've had parentheticals so much so that this should have been a parenthetical show.
But what's it called?
Meet the Parents.
But what's this called?
Turtle Track. Okay, this is, let's hear some more ladies. These are some ladies from Southern California, and they're not the Bangles, they're the other band. I see I'm strong, and I'm not too strong. I should have
Then they pretty much went down the shitter after this, right?
Their next album was Talk Show. It had a couple of
Oh, right. I forgot about Talk Show. And then they disappeared? Or yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard one of the three Go-Go's albums, one of the first three in its entirety.
Oh, yeah?
I do have their comeback album, God Bless the Go-Go's, and that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jane Wheedland, she's a dominatrix now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves Star Trek, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. She's a crazy Star Trek fan.
That's because she's the size of a tribble.
That's what she sings in.
I met her. Paul Stanley did a solo show at the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. When his solo album
He was the only one there.
It was jammed.
It was a solo show.
Absolutely packed. And I was up in the Foundation room, and she was there, and I grabbed her by the arm, and I said...
broke her arm.
I said, and I broke it off like she was a little doll. I said, I love the album God Bless the Go-Go's. And she was like, thank you very much.
And then she did a Betty Boop dance and then she disappeared. Said,
follow the yellow brick road
and step off my whip.
She was, and no, the look on her face was very like she was excited that I said that. I think I'm going to say I made her night.
Oh, that's sweet.
She was just glad she didn't have to listen to Paul Stanley.
Then Paul Stanley walked right by me as I was holding up my... a CD to get signed. His brand new CD.
And he didn't even look at
Paul,
you?
Paul, could you sign that? No. Walked right... I mean, we might have touched elbows.
He's blind in that eye, right?
No, that's his ear. Let me tell you something. I heard one of the Go-Go's is up here.
What's the name of that Go-Go's album you like, Paul Stanley?
Let me think of the one I liked. Beauty and the Beat? No. Is it Vacation? No. I like God Bless the Go-Go's. Wow.
Right through my ears.
It's crazy. You're up, buddy.
All right,
buddy. I'm going to say we each play two more in fast succession with no talking and no downtime and no jokes. Now, the no joke part will be easy.
All right. That's what we've been doing. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to play one of my favorite singers of all time. I could have picked several song title tracks. Songs from him, but I picked 1978's album to which Lester Bangs reviewed.
Oh God!
Saying, "Wavelength is a very nice record. I'm sure all the people at Warner Brothers are pleased with it. Ditto with the DJs. Still, though, I do confound how much a monumental talent can mire himself in such twaddle. Fine as some may be.
So he liked it.
So he loved it. This is Wavelength.
Well, anyone named Lester is a douche. Song.
Hand claps.
How's this album?
It's pretty good.
It's not what Lester said.
Well.
Yeah, I think how can he waddle in his trottle and his
trottle? He's a twaddle in the muddle.
Brown-eyed girl.
Are you a Van Morrison fan?
I do like Van Morrison.
Yeah, really.
But I'm not, I don't know his catalog well enough that I can like pontificate about him.
Okay.
Like Lester Bangs can.
I will for the next 5 minutes.
I've got four left. I can only play two. I'm going to say...
Who are you apologizing to?
I'm going to apologize to...
the listeners?
I'm going to apologize to Aerosmith.
And your mom for making fun of her on the phone?
I'm going to apologize to Aerosmith, even though Toys in the Attic is an amazing song.
That's a shame. You never play...
I never
Aerosmith.
Get to play good Aerosmith, was good Aerosmith. But I'm going to play a guy who I don't play hardly ever instead, and this is Mr. Billy Squier. I'm not going to play Emotions in Motion. I'm going to play Don't Say No.
My wounds are the open kind. I bleed every day. I pray for a change of mind. You can take me away. You don't say no.
That guy had like a funky grooving drum sound. guy's good.
I will say I feel about that song the way I felt about John Cougar Mellencamp. Of course.
Well, that's from his second album.
I know, but I'm just saying that's exactly what I would. And I'm not saying it's good or bad.
This is from the album that put him on the map. So I'm not saying he should have that sound with this album.
I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that's exactly what I would.
But you can't say that. If this was a brand new Billy Squier song, then you could say that. But this is the album that put his signature sound on the map.
Okay.
Now, does he rip his shirt off in this video?
And wear tidy whitey shorts? That doesn't come to ruining his career too much later.
The guy who directed that video is...
He's missing still.
It's Kenny Ortega.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He directed that video?
Yes. And he went
on to... Wait, the one we're talking about with the shorts?
Yes. And he went on to direct... What else? What's he best known for? It should say right over there.
High School Musical Trilogy.
I can't say my own.
Remaking Dirty Dancing.
Great. The Cheetah Girls TV movies. I mean,
oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, right.
The Dirty Dancing TV series.
Yeah, he's all about the dancing and being dirty.
You should have heard Lester Bangs talk about Van Morrison's Twilogy. He just ripped it apart.
Directed Newsies, Hocus Pocus. All right.
My apologies to Concrete Blonde. Bloodletting.
Oh.
Cowboy Junkies, Lay It Down. And The Horrors, Primary Colors.
The Horrors?
Horrors. Like a horror movie show.
Oh, like the House of Horrors.
Horrors.
Okay.
So I'm going to end the show the way I started the show.
Well, you're not ending the show. You're not ending the show. You're going to play.
I'm going to play my last song. I'm going to play my last song.
The show doesn't end.
And then we're all going to say goodnight. Kyle, where can we find you? I'm going to end my segment the way I started my segment.
All right.
This is No Line on the Horizon. You too.
What album is this from? This is a great song. I'm going to say about this song what you said about Mellencamp.
Interesting thing about this album, I love all the songs on it.
Yeah,
except
but
the last
I don't five. Like it as an album.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
It doesn't. There's no flow to it. I mean, yeah. I love. I'll go crazy if I don't go crazy tonight. No Line on the Horizon.
It's only
Fez.
Nine songs.
It's only
too.
Nine songs. What was the first single? Shit, I'm blanking on it right now.
Put on your
Is
boots.
That good?
No. It's one word. Crap. Hold on.
Vertigo.
No. God damn it.
Kyle.
I know it's not on there.
Why am I blanking on this? Magnificent. Great song.
That wasn't the first single, though.
Get on your boots.
That was the first single.
Tolerable.
No, Get on Your Boots was the first
single. Oh, yeah. You're right. Anyway, Magnificent's a great song. Yeah. Anyway, just the album just doesn't gel for
me. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Okay.
I agree with you. The songs are solid, but
songs
not
are
together.
Solid. Yeah.
Should have thrown Mercy on that one.
I should have.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Let's hear that again.
Apologies to the Police, who actually, from the album Synchronicity, they actually have two title tracks, Synchronicity 1 and Synchronicity 2.
Not the same.
No, they're different songs, but...
And different titles.
Well, they're from the album Synchronicity.
Which doesn't match the song titles.
Well, yeah, it does, because they...
No,
because
one's called Synchronicity.
They couldn't
the
album's
called Synchronicity.
They couldn't call them both Synchronicity.
Why not? George Foreman did that with Five Kids.
No, okay. Well, apologies to the Police. So let's play. I'm going to play this song from...
But not Sting, because we can all agree he's a douche.
I'd rather be trapped in an elevator with Sting.
Than George Foreman?
Than John Mellencamp.
Oh.
Well, at least you know how you can spend the 8 hours in the elevator.
Yeah, you got it. Right there.
Ever tell you my Sting story about the...
You know what? Tell it to me off mic. I'd love to hear it, though.
Text it to me.
This
I
is.
I think you've told it on here before.
Oh, I have?
I think you have, yeah.
Okay, because it happens to this
next
door.
I think you told it every time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell us about Bob Seger.
Let's hear a little David Bowie.
Concert.
A little David Bowie.
Oh, which one? Ooh, this is exciting. Nice.
The clothing just behind the bridge, he lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the woman there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows she'd have taken anything.
All night.
She wants a young American.
Okay, tell us where to find your podcast. You have a great podcast called Road Stories.
Thanks. That's very nice of you. And Pat Francis has been on it. You can go to roadstories.tv.
I've only heard my episodes. I assume it's great.
You're actually one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, you're awesome.
And you were on with who? Mike Schmidt, the 40-year-old boy,
Mike
and
Schmidt,
Chip Chinnery.
Chip Chinnery, and then I was on with Rusty McGarry.
Oh, yeah, no, that one was good.
That never aired. No, that one never aired.
I had deleted that. I felt sorry for the guy, really.
So where do we find
it? Go roadstories.tv, or you can subscribe on iTunes. It's for free. It's really a lot of fun if you like comedians and stories. It's not their acts. It's just telling stories.
And you might have a radio show coming up, right?
I do have a radio show every Monday on Channel 97, Sirius XM.
That's happening now.
Yeah, it's been happening for a while.
But I thought you were going to have
We're in negotiations to expand it.
There you go.
Okay.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
Not anymore now.
Yeah, I know now. If speaking of editing stuff out.
Where can we find you on?
At Murray V on Twitter.
Okay. Kyle, where can we find you?
At Kyle Dawson Funny on Twitter.
We're at Rock Solid Show on Twitter. We're also at Pat_Francis. You can go to www.rocksolidpodcast.com to read all of Andrew Rich's show notes, which I think are amazing.
He does a great job,
does
man.
A great job. And he puts his own sense of humor in it, which I love, because if you're just gonna note for note what went on here, who wants to do that?
So like that guy who does Never Not Funny. I mean, come on, right?
Yeah. So I'm glad Daryl's a very.
I
nice
know
man.
Daryl's great.
So
just,
so no,
I'm
Andrew's
kidding, Daryl.
Great.
I'm kidding, Daryl. I know you listen to the show.
I have no idea who's doing the artwork for this episode, but we have Jason Levy, we have Aaron Gould, we have Jamie Whitlock, and we have Glenn K.
Ammo.
I think it's Amo.
Oh, is it Amo?
Amo.
I never saw the umlaut.
Those guys do all the artwork. Those guys are great.
Really talented, you guys. I've never chimed in, but the artwork's amazing.
No, and whenever I say, hey, would you like to take a crack at this? Every one of them says yes, and that really makes me feel good. So thanks a lot, guys.
Did you promote Facebook? Go to Facebook, like us
on Facebook. Right?
Tell us the free thing is too long.
Yeah, tell us that the show's too long and you're pissed off.
By the way, I don't host the show. This isn't my show. So the people who said it's too long, read the Facebook page and suck
also,
it because everybody likes
also,
it when they're long.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. If you don't like our long show, go listen to Murray's show.
Yeah, don't listen to this crap.
No.
It's too long. Mine, under an hour.
Kyle, you got a play out for us?
Hey, man.
Just
take it down a notch. Is there still a phone number?
Oh, yeah, 330-81-ROCKS, 330.
Somebody's paying
rocks.
For that. You might as well plug it.
Yeah, and the producer's supposed to be checking that one. Have you been checking that
at
all?
A free phone number?
It's Google Voice.
It's Google Voice.
Oh, I'll have to look into that for
have
my
you,
show.
Have you checked it lately?
No.
Don't do it now.
When you're at work and your thumb's up your ass, check that.
I've been busy. We have a season premiere getting off the ground. A show that's been on for 25 years.
We need to scrounge up some clips of guys getting hit with a wiffle ball bat.
They've been sending me out to the park filming dogs.
Really?
No.
They really have?
No.
No. Okay. All right. What do you got? You got a playout song? He's got a playout song. Thanks for being here, Murray.
Hey, Pat. It's always fun. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always easy to schedule, Murray.
This
97 emails that are that he reads 25%.
I'm sorry. I'm the only working comedian on the show. Okay.
I'm laughing because it's true.
All right.
Go ahead.
This is a song by 3 Days Grace. They have 4 albums. This is off their last good album, which was their second album. And it's called 1X. The song's called 1X.
I think I've heard these. I like these guys.
Yeah.
The first two are great.
What's the album called? Sounds good.
Do you think about everything you've been through? You never thought you'd be so depressed. Are you wondering, is it life or death? Do you think that there's no one like you?
Radio.